Good evening. This is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, August 26th. Top stories for today. The Pakatan Harapan Coalition has proposed a Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission investigation of all directly negotiated contracts spanning every administration, from Barisan Nasional to the current Perikatan Nasional. Former Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng said it would be a clear case of double standards and selective action if only those from the PN administration were scrutinised. The federal government has recalled two items of proposed legislation that would have introduced a term limit for the position of the Prime Minister and external oversight of the police. Minister in the Prime Minister's department, Datuk Taqiyuddin Hassan, informed Parliament that both the Independent Police Complaints and Misconduct Commission, IPCMC Bill, and Constitution Amendment No. 2 Bill 2019 were withdrawn.
Saya mohon untuk menarik balik DR 42/2019 Rang Undang-Undang Perlembagaan Pindaan No. 2 2019.
The Royal Malaysian Customs Department has recorded leakages amounting to 812 million ringgit for the first half of this year due to undervaluation, tax evasion, commercial fraud and excessive tax claims. Deputy Customs Department Director General for Enforcement and Compliance, Datuk Johari Alifia, said the department is now claiming back the leakages in lump sums or through installment payments from the companies involved. The government has agreed to reduce the fees for dormitories, services and activities at public universities by 15%.
Walau bagaimanapun, Kementerian Pengajian Tinggi sentiasa perhatian terhadap maklum balas daripada pelajar, ibu bapa dan pihak-pihak berkepentingan supaya yuran-yuran di universiti awam dapat dikurangkan dalam usaha membantu meringankan beban kewangan pelajar dan ibu bapa akibat penularan wabak COVID-19. Dalam hal ini, KPT telah mengadakan rundingan dengan pihak Kementerian Kewangan Malaysia.
Higher Education Minister Dato' Dr. Nor Aini Ahmad said the discount will be given for the second semester of the 2019-2020 academic session. A 20-year-old woman was found breathing after being declared dead at a funeral home in Detroit. The family's attorney said Timesha Buchon was in a body bag for 2 hours before it was opened and she was discovered to be alive with her eyes open. Facebook has blocked access within Thailand to a group with 1 million members that discusses and questions the monarchy after the Thai government threatened the company with legal action. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.